Married at First Sight. Chapter 3131. Mr. York, have you received the re-examination notice? Enriquette asked Tatum again. After Tatum was silent, he replied honestly, I just received a call from the butler not long ago, informing me to take the retest tomorrow afternoon. Enriquette immediately showed envy, but he still said gracefully, Congratulations to you, Mr. York. There are not many people coming to take the exam this time. They all live in several hotels nearby, and I have also visited them. None of them have received notification of re-examination. Some haven't gone to interviews yet. Tatum smiled and said, Mr. Tran, have you visited them? We are competitors. Are you sure others will tell you the truth? Enrique was stunned for a moment and then said, We are here for an interview. We can't make lies, and we can't use tricks or conspiracies. Even though we are competitors, telling the truth and lying will actually have no impact on others, and we will not suffer any losses. Even if everyone cooks the same dish, but the cooking temperature is different, the dish will be different in appearance and spirit. Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site, bhqtech.com to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your browser cache now to access missing chapters. Tatum smiled and said, Everyone is unfamiliar with him, so I guess they all have a sense of defensiveness. But what Mr. Tran said makes sense. I'm not afraid that you'll visit me and talk to me about cooking. When I went for the interview, I didn't even cook. I just made snacks for the Ormond family's second lady and butler to eat. They all said it was okay. And the second lady also brought a box back to the company and said she wanted to give it to Miss Ormond to try. After that, he received a phone call for a re-examination. No need to ask, Elora knew it was him who made the snacks, and she ate them. Elora, I was too hungry. I was afraid that I would not have the energy to hold a two-hour meeting. So I ate the snacks you made. Tatum, it tastes terrible. You can't eat it, no matter how hungry you are. Elora, that's true. Enrique was stunned again and then asked, Mr. York, are you better at making desserts? The Ormond family also needs a pastry chef. He thought that if Tatum could only become the pastry chef of the Ormond family, then he still had hope. Although cheating was impossible, Tatum was the first to receive the notice for re-examination. Enrique knew in his heart that Tatum had a great chance, which made him both envious and jealous. Tatum was so young, he looked to be in his mid-twenties at most. But his cooking skills surpass his. It showed that Tatum was born to be a chef. Innate advantages, coupled with acquired hard work, would surpass many people. Snacks are what I'm worst at. Enrique suddenly stopped talking. His face fell, and he felt that he was going to fail again this time. If he fails this time, he will not compete again. Just accept the reality. Some things cannot be obtained by working hard. Ring, ring, ring. Tatum's cell phone rang again. He took out his cell phone, saw that the caller ID was for the butler, and quickly answered it. Mr. York, where are you now? The butler asked on the phone. Chapter 3132. Tatum told the butler which hotel he was staying in now. The butler said, Mr. York, please wait for a while in the rest area on the first floor of the hotel. I will arrange for someone to pick you up. Tatum raised his eyebrows and asked, Now? Is the retest ahead of schedule? The butler explained on the phone, No, the re-examination has not changed. It was our eldest lady who told us. The eldest lady said that now hiring a famous chef has become a big deal. Hundreds of people are observing, concerned that your competitors might deceive you. No, I can't retest tomorrow. The eldest lady asked me to pick you up in advance and stay in the manor for one night to ensure that every candidate can interview and re-examine as scheduled. Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site, bhqtech.com, to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your browser cache now to access missing chapters. You are the first individual to undergo a re-examination, Mr. York. Of course, we will take you back to the manor to stay for one night. We will ensure that your food is safe and that you will not be drugged or given diarrhea or anything. Tatum, okay. It's just a matter of hiring a chef to create such a big battle. Tatum finally saw the influence of his future wife. Mr. York, don't be careless. Last time, his opponent secretly drugged him while he was eating out, causing him to experience abdominal pain and diarrhea. As a result, he was unable to come for the retest as scheduled. He thought he gave up voluntarily. Tatum, thank you for the butler's reminder. I'm drinking coffee in the hotel's coffee shop on the first floor. I'll go to the rest area to wait for a while. Good. The butler gave Tatum a few more words and ended the call. After the butler hung up the phone, Tatum said to the Tran family's father and daughter, Mr. Tran, Miss Tran, I have to go back to the room to get something, so I won't accompany you. I'm paying for the coffee this time. Thank you, Mr. York. Mr. York, go and get busy. Enrique didn't argue with Tatum for payment anymore, maybe because he knew he had lost and was in a bad mood. Tatum stood up and left. After Tatum left, Amory asked her father, Dad, Mr. York is very defensive, and what he says may not be credible. Don't lose confidence first. If we wait, there will always be a chance for a retest. Dad, you have definitely been studying in this field longer than Mr. York. Mr. York is still so young. He looks only a few years older than me. You know my current status. No matter how high his level is, it is still limited. Dad, don't let other people's ambitions destroy your own prestige first. After Enrique picked up a piece of snack and took a bite, he said, He makes the snack that he is least good at, and he was the first to receive the notice for the re-examination, which shows that he is a very capable person. Don't underestimate young people. One may underestimate a white-haired old man, but one cannot underestimate a running slug. Young people have great potential. Maybe he has talent. Amory took two sips of coffee and said, No matter how talented he is still young. How many delicacies can he have eaten? How many dishes can he cook? Even if he can join Orman's family as a chef this time, how long will he be able to do it? Everyone knows that Miss Ormond is famous for being picky. She doesn't do the same thing every day, and she must be both delicious and delectable. It sounds simple, but it's difficult to do. Dad, I helped you sort it out. For those who work as chefs in Orman's family, the longest working time is half a year, and the shortest working time is only half a month. After Enrique was silent, he said, "If I still can't apply for the job this time, I will give up and accept reality. I'm getting older, and no matter how hard I study, I still don't make much progress. I don't want to get into trouble anymore. You are still young, so you can take over my class and study hard. Next time there is a food competition, I will help you sign up for it to go and see the world." Emery said optimistically, "Okay. Dad, even if you can't apply for the job, with your current ability, I can't say you can become a magic chef, but you can be famous in our area." Enrique smiled and did not answer. Emery added, "Mr. York is really good looking. Maybe the Ormond family's eldest lady will see how good looking he is and make an exception to recruit him. This is the first time I have seen such a handsome man learning to cook. If he enters the entertainment industry, he will definitely become famous."